Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today's show asks the question, what's so serious? I want you to think about that. What is so serious in your life that has you worried, that has you bothered, that has you frustrated, that has you angry, that has you stressed? I want you to think about that right now. Just think about it. Take a pen and paper and pencil out. Write five things down that's happening, that's really serious. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's relationship. Maybe it's the job. Maybe it's the cashier at the market. But I want you to think about today or the last week and come up with the things in your life that are happening, whatever it is happening, that is so serious. But until we get to the topic, that was a tease. I really want you to think about that. What is serious to you? As usual, I always get ahead of myself. Welcome to my new listeners. I know I've got a ton of them, and I want to thank you for joining me. You've either found me on the website www.selfgrowth.com or timetoplay.com or State of Appreciation. I've written articles and I can be featured on all of those. I am featured on all of those websites. And Reality Spirituality, in case you're wondering, my new listeners, is a term that I use that describes our everyday life experiences, that also dissects our everyday life experiences to expose, to discover the link to everyday life with spirituality and with personal growth. They both go hand in hand. And Reality Spirituality is a show that is about you, the listener, you, the audience, and what I want for you is to realize that we are more alike than we are different. Countless, we have the same problems. We have the in-law problems. We have the embarrassing brother or sister problem. We have the relationship problem. We have financial problems. We have the husband problem, the wife problem, the children. All of our problems, we call them, we label them problems. We are all going through the same things. And so what this show attempts to do is I want to share with you my everyday life experiences. And while doing that, discovering what is really happening, what is underneath all of this stress, what is underneath all of this worry, what is, and I'm speaking for myself, what is underneath all of this irritation? That's my big thing. Oh, gee, I just want to live this life. I'm tired of being irritated by shit that shouldn't matter. And I have to say that after decades of discovery, insights, lessons, experiences, circumstances, I have to say that I have reprogrammed, and if I can reprogram, anyone can reprogram. I mean, I was a bitch on wheels. I have reprogrammed and reconditioned and changed the way I think, meaning, let me give you an example. Let me give you a perfect example. Last week, I was so annoyed. I was annoyed at one of my coworkers. Wink, wink, wink. And I was annoyed because, listen, I was annoyed because this person wasn't behaving the way that I thought they should. I was annoyed because this person was gossiping. And this person was not bringing anything Let's say this. This person was, I use the word messy. Messy means that, and I have to, listen, my hand is up because I'm messy myself. Doing something that I know or saying something that I know is creating something other than happiness or something other than embracing or joy or bliss, something other than I'm creating mess. And I can, and I'll give you an example of when I did it. Anytime when I used to know something bothered someone, whether it was a coworker, family member, I do this. Like pouring salt in the wound. I would put a big bright spotlight out and zero in on whatever annoyed you, because I have to say it was entertaining to annoy people. Jesus. I mean, I thought it was entertaining to get under people's skin. I thought it was amusing. I mean, I thought that it was fun. I did it. And in reality, it was fun at the time, but in reality, I was setting myself up for the same kind of feeling that I wanted that person to feel, whether it was I'm going to say embarrassed or just feel uncomfortable. I'm setting myself up for that same experience. Whatever I point to anyone else, If I'm pointing to anyone else and I want them to feel a certain way, or I want them to experience it, or I want them to get it, or I want them, and I don't mean get it meaning understand it, I mean get it like a knife stabbing you in the back, get it. Anytime, and I'm just realizing this now, that I have any other feeling that doesn't align with a universal feeling like love and acceptance and embracing and serve, anything that doesn't align with that, and maybe it's just not nice, mean. I call that, especially if I know what I'm causing, I call that being messy. And so a couple weeks ago, I caught myself being messy, saying something. I'm trying to think exactly what it is because I don't like to work in generalizations. I'm into really being specific. One of my coworkers is bothered by the cleanliness and the upkeep of the office bathrooms. And she has made it a duty of hers. And when I say is bothered by it, I mean walking back and forth, asking people questions, who left this, why are you, do you know who's clogging up the toilets? People aren't remembering to flush, and they're doing it on purpose. I mean, a laundry list of complaints in a public bathroom. But this is an office bathroom, so you would think that, people realizing they're sharing, but that doesn't happen. And this problem of not being cleaned out properly, not being supplied with toilet paper and ample seat covers and of course plenty of paper towels. When the soap goes out of the dispenser, oh my God, it's like the five major supermarkets closed down. So this really bothers her, and for some reason I thought it was amusing, only to me, that I tell her that something is very wrong in the bathroom. Now, mind you, their person did forget to or purposely did not clean up after themselves in the stall, shall we say. And instead of me just flushing or cleaning it up myself or just ignoring it or getting a janitor come in and clean it, I went straight to the bathroom police. Why? Because I knew it would annoy her, and for a minute I thought that I would be amused by it. Now, me admitting this, that happened just a couple of weeks ago, I have two reasons. One, my life is an open book. Anything I learn, I am willing to share. Where I am, I've gotten to a point where I'm not embarrassed by it. It is just what is happening, and I've learned. And what I've learned from that is that whatever I do or whatever I direct, however I direct my energy, what I put out, what I want, what I think about to anyone else, and it is not a positive feeling or message, and in fact it is a negative one, it is you either are pushing or pulling, you're giving or you're taking. So positive, negative. If it's not positive, I'm not saying it's going to be negative, but I'm trying to tell you, or I'm trying to explain to you that teasing or adding to drama or lighting the coals, fueling the fire, always comes back to me. Full circle. A week after I ran to the bathroom police and told her what was going on, just so she could, you know, run to the bathroom, get upset, make more signs. A week later, I was put in a position where I had said, I had made a comment, and it was joking, and I was joking about one of our coworkers who happens to be in a wheelchair. This was 10, 15 years ago. And I said, because we have fire drills from time to time, and I said, well, if we had a fire drill, I would just roll him down the stairs. Now, I'm saying all this. You know what? I don't even think I'm going to keep this tape on live. In fact,